Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. This statement is on behalf of Franciscan International. We are part of and support the Treaty Alliance, ESRNet, and Feminists for a Binding Treaty. At the outset, we reiterate our sustained commitment to constructive engagement in this process and consider that a better regulation through binding rules in international human rights law is not an option, it is a must, especially in the face of the triple planetary crisis and to which a number of TNCs and other business enterprises contribute. We consider that in the absence of an updated draft, as expected following the recommendations of the chairperson reporter in the report of last year's session, the third draft of the legally binding instrument and the textual proposals made by state at the seventh session continue to be the basis for negotiations during this session. We continue to note that the third draft contains important elements that should be maintained and at times strengthened. Specifically, and following the recognition of the right to a healthy environment by the United Nation. We support the explicit inclusion of this right in the third draft, as well as language related to environmental and climate change assessments. We further note the strengthening of some language related to access to justice and accountability, including in regard to jurisdiction and statutes of limitation. Even with certain advancement in the third draft, we underscore that both the text itself and the process towards a legally binding instrument must be strengthened further, also considering that it is taking place under the auspices of the UN body in charge of protecting and promoting human rights. In that regard, we regret that the methodology as delineated in the recommendation of the chair and as taken note of with appreciation in the conclusion of last year's session was not followed. This includes a timely formation of the Friend of the Chair, which will lead consultation with states and civil society, an updated draft presented on the working group's website by July, and consultation with civil society, including written inputs. We hope that in moving forward, a more conclusive, timely, and transparent approach is taken, and we urge more states to engage constructively this year and the years to come. I thank you.